Welcome to HOWC Podcast. Thank you for joining us today. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at heartofworshipchurch.com.
Envy, jealousy, an unhealthy fear of God, hiding from His presence, boasting, self-promotion, being susceptible to the Antichrist spirit's influence. It comes, at the root of it, from a fear of rejection, a lack of faith or confidence in God's love or acceptance. It comes from a lie that the enemy plants, that you have to be special to God, that you have to get something to be worthy when He has already given you what is needed. Hardness, legalism, man-pleasing, it's from trying to earn your place in God's heart and in His kingdom. It is a heart screaming, "Look at me, I am something, I have value too, and I'll prove it to you." Eve believed Satan when he said that eating the bad fruit would make her like God, when she was already made in God's likeness. Adam believed the lie that it would make him wise, when he already walked with the source of all wisdom. David was tempted to take a wife that was not his, when he already had his choice of the best wives in the kingdom. Judas betrayed Jesus for riches, when he already held the greatest treasure of heaven. The Pharisees crucified Jesus for envy, when he was offering them a better promise than the one they were protecting. The enemy is very cunning, and he will get you to give up what you already have by promising you something lesser, but more instantly gratifying, and makes you feel more accepted. My friend, remember this, that many are on the wide road to destruction, and only a few will make it into heaven, according to Jesus. So if you are loved by the masses, then what does that tell you? If you have been loved by the Master of all creation, chosen and set apart for His purposes, then what more could you want? What more could you be searching for? Don't believe the lies that push you to run from God, to seek validation in vanity and boasting, to hurt others trying to climb a ladder of notoriety, to damage your testimony by not representing humility or producing the fruits of the Spirit. The enemy is cunning, but God loves you and wants you to know that you don't have to prove you are something to Him. God created you. He loves you. He suffered and sacrificed to redeem you. He will not lightly leave you. He pursues you and loves when you will do the same for others. Believe in His love, and you will reflect it. Or believe the lies of Satan, that you are rejected and must fight for your acceptance, and you will end up fighting against God, His people, your assignments, and your purpose. I have seen people hurt their own spiritual children out of envy, like Saul did to David. I have seen people attack those who were meant to bless, teach, and promote them out of competition. I have seen people become so boastful that no one will trust them. I have seen the enemy use a fear of rejection to destroy a person. Rebuke and renounce it now. Cast it out. Speak to that mountain out loud and break agreement with it. Speak your profession of faith with the words and teachings of Christ, that God is love, that He gave of heaven's greatest, His only Son, Jesus, to save us. While we were yet sinners, He died for us and was resurrected to prove His unfailing, undying love for us, that He wants us, that he fights for us, that he is for us and not against us, that we should be that for the lost, and believe that he accepts us as we are and turns us into more. All we have to do is to run to him and receive redemption, and not hide from him trying to fix our own brokenness like Adam and Eve did. God loves you. Believe it. Receive it. Walk in it, and you will become it. And that's the goal. That is what pleases him. He desires fellowship, and the more you are with him, the more you will be like him, transformed into the very likeness of his son, Jesus. The very thing that Satan offered but could not deliver to us. The thing that we already had and now can recover. The love of sonship and the trust of our Father. Remember that Jesus said in John 15, verse 16, "You have not chosen me, but it is I who have chosen you and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you." Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 tells us this, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne room of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." And John chapter 3, verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." God, we come before you today, and we break agreement with the lie of the enemy that says that you reject me. The truth of the matter is that we are all already accepted. It is us that are the ones who are rejecting. We are rejecting your grace. We are rejecting your mercy. We are rejecting your promises. Let us not do what Cain did, because we know that the Lord said that if he would just do what was right, he would be accepted. But he got prideful. He got hard. He got envious of the one who was doing what God had instructed. He began to attack him and eventually killed his brother. Oh, how many times have we done that which was displeasing to God, moving in our emotions out of a fear of rejection, all the while not realizing that we were the ones rejecting him, rejecting his mercy, rejecting his wisdom. Father, we come before you, we humble ourselves, and we repent. We stop trying to prove that we have something worthy of your adoration. Let us lay down our Cain's sacrifices. Let us not bring to you the works of our own hands, our labors, our exhaustions, and say, "Look at this, God, isn't it good? Doesn't it make me good enough?" He will not worship us. We simply submit. We look to the sacrifice of Jesus, that lamb that was slain from the foundations of the world. Abel's sacrifice testifies of this. Abel loved that little lamb, just like God loved his. And in the end, God, that's all you're really asking of us, is that we love him too. That we appreciate what he did, and that we not waste it. That we apply the blood of Jesus and use it to come boldly before the throne of grace and surrender to you, Father, in humble repentance, saying, "Forgive us for all that we have messed up trying to do what seemed right in our own eyes, trying to prove that we were something amazing, when in reality we are nothing, but you make us into something that is beyond our comprehension. You mold us into the likeness of your Son, Jesus. You take us out of the dunghill, as the scripture says, and make us kings and queens in your kingdom. We thank you that you want us. We thank you that we have purpose. We thank you that you will bring us into the destinies that you have for us. We thank you that you will give us clear instructions. But until you do, the instructions have already come from you. Praise and worship. Read the word. Believe what you have already spoken. Bear the good fruits of the Spirit of Jesus. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, patience, meekness, self-control. Let us be humble before our God and our King. Let us represent you to the best of our ability. Let us repent of fearing rejection. Let us repent of anything that it led us into, like envy, man-pleasing, legalism, hard-heartedness, rebellion, performance, agreement with an Antichrist spirit. It's not who our God is. We're not being good representatives. Forgive us for it. We thank you for what you have done to prove your love and desire to redeem us, to prove that you accept us, that whomsoever should believe on your Son Jesus might enter into the kingdom and find real purpose. Not in our own abilities or importance, but in Him, in serving, in believing, in trusting, and in worshiping. Scripture tells us that in quietness and in rest, in trust, we would have salvation. But many would not. They kept trying to figure out how they themselves could fix their problems. It's taking a bite of the tree of the fruit of knowledge. It's putting your faith in yourself and not in Jesus and what He's done for us. My friend, if He speaks something to you clearly and undeniably, then be obedient and do it. But until then, just praise Him. It's that simple. Don't overcomplicate it.
Thank you for joining us today. This program was brought to you by HOWC Media Ministries. For more messages like this or information about our ministry, please visit us online at heartofworshipchurch.com.